Good morning, everyone. This is James Comer, Deputy Executive Director. I'd like to welcome you to the April 29th special meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. You'll now hear from CJ Rotella to talk about how the meeting will be recorded and conducted.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the Commissioners, invited guests, and participating staff to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, Acting General Counsel. Pursuant to Executive Order 2046, which was most recently extended by Executive Order 2140, and may be further amended or extended from time to time, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would also like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners and RI Housing staff as they participate in this special meeting. Chairman Retsinas will preside. Please remember to state your name each time prior to speaking. When you are not speaking, please mute your telephone. Now I will turn it over to Chairman Retsinas to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corinne. This is a special meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. Let's begin to make sure we have a quorum. James, could you call the roll?
Certainly. This is James Comer, Deputy Executive Director, calling the roll. Chairman Retsinas?
Here.
Commissioner Tanner is not attending. Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne?
Present.
Commissioner Orth?
Here.
Commissioner McAllister? Commissioner Maria Barry?
Here.
Acting Director James Thorson?
Here.
And from the Rhode Island Housing staff, Lisa Primiano?
Here.
Carol LaChapelle?
Here.
Christine Hunsinger?
Here.
Corinne Myers?
Here.
Deborah Devine?
Here.
And CJ Rotella?
Here.
That's everyone, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. This is a single item agenda, but it's an important issue. It has to do with the approval of engagement of Yardi Systems to provide software for rent relief for Rhode Island. To tee up the issue, I'm going to ask Christine Hunsinger to give an overview. Chris?
Good morning. This is Christine Hunsinger. The request for action before you is for approval to engage Yardi Systems to provide software and related services in support of the Rent Relief RI program. If you remember, back in February, staff came before you and asked you to approve an engagement for a company called Alita 360. You did approve that, and we did begin work with them. At this point, that engagement is not successful, and we need to engage another company to provide those services so that the program can move forward. So we returned to the RFP that we issued not that long ago, back in February, and chose the second highest scoring company, which is Yardi Systems. We have extensive experience with Yardi at Rhode Island Housing. They provide software and services for our lease housing department. In addition, they are administering currently, they are providing services to the state of Connecticut in their rent relief program. We have spoken with staff in Connecticut about the performance of Yardi and are satisfied that they have the capacity and the ability to do it. And so the terms of the Yardi contract would be a little bit different than the ones that had been presented at the old one, but we expect the total cost of the software to be somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000, because the payment terms are different. They're charging a per application and a per payment fee on top of the $20,000 initial install fee. So I'm happy to answer any questions, and staff recommends approval for this action.
Thank you, Chris. I need a motion to approve for discussion purposes only, and then we'll open up discussion. Is there such a motion?
Kevin Orr, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. The item is ready for discussion. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Chair,
I had a question, really more not about the software, but about our staff. James or Christine, do you feel that we also may need to bolster our staff in order to roll this out properly?
I don't at this point. We have contracted with a call center and with partners, and so what we've done in planning to address the backlog that will be in the system while we stand up the new one is to restructure that staffing. So we have a plan to use the call center and existing staff to work through the backlog and anticipate that should be done by the beginning of July, in addition to keeping current with the additional applications that will continue to come in. So it was just really shifting staff focus from one area to another.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Jim Thorson. My only concern, and I did have a conversation with staff about this earlier this week, it's just making sure that to the extent that we can provide for flexibility in accommodating additional rent relief or mortgage relief programs with this platform, I think that would be to us not have to go through another procurement.
Chris, any comments?
You know, I was in that conversation with the director, and we understand and are evaluating systems and what they can do.
Chris, how do we leave the outgoing? We didn't quite make it consultant. Are there any bad feelings, litigation, any issues we should be aware of?
No, I spoke to them Monday night and expressed to them the decision that we had made here to move on. They've been very cooperative and have expressed that they intend to be keeping the system, the current system, up in its current form now and extracting the data and working with us to switch to move forward. So at this point, based on those conversations, I don't anticipate any issues.
Okay, good. Other questions?
Hi, it's Maria Berry. I just have a quick question. Could you just give a quick overview of why this first software didn't work?
Sure. You know, when we came before you, we let you know that there were other states that were choosing this company too, mostly small states, and that gave us kind of a sense of confidence. They had also done this work before, similar work to it, and during the pandemic, and then had previous experience with other Treasury programs. We are not the only ones who are in this particular situation. The other states that we spoke to prior to launch are also not satisfied and are experiencing difficulties. What we didn't have was an eye into really what their capacity was. We understood because of conversations that they would only take a certain number of clients, and they did stick to that number, but I think that they overestimated their ability to meet that. So I think they were just beyond their capacity in what they were able to promise and then deliver.
Okay, and given everybody's launching this at once, you know, I can see how that could happen. You know, just like a deluge.
Yeah.
Do we feel like this new software will avoid that, or how do we know And the reason I ask is that I know everybody's trying to get these up and running, and I have heard some states delayed. I'm not sure why, if it's software process or just other things they've been working on, but like, how do we get comfortable that this organization can deliver for us?
Yeah, and other states have delayed, and a good number of those states have delayed because of technology. There's another group that have launched and come back down because of technology. So there's only a certain number of providers out there. But we're confident with Yardi. They do this kind of work. They've been doing it for 12 years. They do it for us now. They have demonstrated the capacity, and in our conversations with them to date about rent relief, they have assigned a pretty robust team to be working on it. So, you know, nothing is 100%, but I think Yardi has demonstrated the capacity. They also have resources so that if they were to get beyond themselves, they can staff up quickly to meet that need and to fix it, where the other company just didn't. They just weren't able to do that. But 50 states and a bunch of municipalities and counties are trying to launch this same kind of program, and there are only so many providers in the arena. So this is a very common experience throughout the country with these programs.
Yes, yeah, I can see that. That's a lot at once, all going at the same time. So thank you. That was very helpful.
Sure.
Other questions?
Christine, this is Leanne. I have a quick question. I recall and your reminder that the other vendor had experience with Treasury programs was one of the bonuses of that vendor, because we believed that they would be particularly helpful in the reporting requirements. Can you speak a little bit to Yardi's work or anticipated work with Rhode Island Housing on making sure that we have data to report back to Treasury, and if there is an additional part of the cost structure that will be required for doing that reporting work?
Yep, the reporting is included in the cost structure, so there isn't additional cost for that. In addition, we do have access to our data and can do our own reporting off of it. But Yardi, again, has experience in a housing program, so while it's mostly HUD-focused, they are not unfamiliar with federal reporting requirements. Right? They do this as a matter of their business process. And so we're pretty confident that to the extent that we all understand the Treasury guidelines as they shift and change, that they are there in a fairly comfortable place to do that. And again, we do have access to our data in this system and would be able to produce those reports by our on our own, even if they were not able to. But I don't expect that to be an issue.
Chris, is there any update at all on the Treasury guidelines and when they'll be promulgated?
The last piece I saw was a reporting guideline about what they were anticipating for this quarter. And so we're working with IT and working with finance to understand that, to get people registered as users in the system and to make sure that we meet those deadlines. They are looking for the period up until March 31st, and that is the day we launched our program. So we will not have a lot of program reporting to give them in this period, just the finance piece.
Thank you. Other comments or questions? Hearing none, we have a motion properly made and a second. And any further discussion? If not, let me turn to our acting general counsel to take the roll call vote.
This is Corinne Meyer speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the engagement of Yardi Systems, Inc. to provide software for Rent Relief RI, please respond by saying aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Ritsina.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion carries.
Thank you. And thank you all for coming. We will try to avoid special meetings, but sometimes they're necessary. And given the content and the substance and the scale of this program, other meetings may be called as necessary. With that, there being no further business, let's take a roll call vote on adjournment. Someone to move adjournment.
Leanna, make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'm not sure who was first, but I'll second.
Thank you. And now, Corinne, if you could take the roll call vote.
This is Corinne Meyer speaking. When I call your name, if you're in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Retsina.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The ayes have it. The motion carries.
And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Chris.
Bye.
Thank you.